What is your view of the world? How's it shaped? How big might it be? We have a big set of windows here in our offices. When you pull the curtains back, you can see that you can have quite a large view of the outside, the trees, the grass, the sky. It's always good to look outside of big windows, big doors, live in a high ceiling room, and have a big view of the world to get a proper perspective of life. And how we arrive at that is probably one of the most critical aspects of our own life, because we have our worldview shaped by religion or by politics, by race, by gender. So many different factors enter into how we view people, events, and the entire world as a whole. Getting the right view is what is really the most critical.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about a worldview, you're talking about the big picture. How do you judge things, your reality? What is it that causes you to make the decisions that you make in your life? And looking out that window into the world from your perspective impacts what you do. So it is so important as we think about what impacts our life and the decisions we make. And our worldview affects all of those things.
Having a view from the Bible, that where God is the center, puts us into an area of absolutes, that there are laws, that there are absolute principles and laws that govern not only the physical world, but the spiritual life of all of us within this world as well, as to what produces good results, happiness, success, peace, and prosperity. Those are based on absolutes. And those absolutes, defining those from the Bible, from the Word of God, is probably the most important perspective that we need to have.
It is. And when you think about that worldview, where did we come from? You know, what's wrong with this world? How are we going to fix it? Those are the basic guidelines of what a worldview is. And when you look at it from a biblical perspective, then you've got to see what God has in mind and how that affects what we do. A Christian biblical worldview means I base my perspective on the Word of God. And that's got to be first and foremost, or we're going to be skewed from the plan of God.
I think what Jesus Christ said about that probably is the anchor verse and one of the anchor thoughts about that.
Yeah, it is. He didn't use the example of the window like we pointed out today, but when you look at John chapter 14, he said, "I am the door." And in a way, I guess that's showing the worldview.
We could go to a door, but we have a window in front of us.
Yeah,
right,
you open
now
the door and you look out, and we've got to look out with the perspective of God on the world and make decisions in our daily life that show we have the big picture of God's point of view. That's so important.
So whatever our worldview might be, always checking it, always putting it against God's view of the world from a biblical perspective is probably a lifetime endeavor for any of us who are really serious about it. But we encourage you to begin that process and to analyze what you believe, how you approach this world, and ask yourself, does it measure up with what God reveals from His Word?
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.